Paradise. Vad händer så att alla öster du?
Hello.
All right. Hi. Hello, listeners. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo.
This is Tea Time and Tutus.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. You just heard some nice music. First was Let's Get Tired from Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Then Dear Believer from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. And then Say That You Love Me from Fleetwood Mac.
Love the last one. Also, Let's Get Tired, like, I don't need to get tired. I'm already tired.
Same. So tired.
Thank you, 170.
working out right. Caroline and I are taking a class that has problem sets due every Sunday night.
It's a real joy.
And, like, technically, yes, you have a week to finish it, but I think we all know that it happens.
It happens on Sunday.
Late on Sunday.
Very late on Sunday.
Yeah. But, yeah, I chose the songs because I feel like they're all, like, sit outside in the sun and just, like, soak it in mm-hmm. kind of songs.
Yeah.
Not yeah. because I feel like I want to be more tired. Not the case.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, I just yawned.
Yeah, that's I feel that.
Sorry, everybody.
But it's been a lovely day.
Oh, it has been. It's so nice out.
Ate lunch
so
outside.
So unbelievably nice outside.
I think my favorite thing about being able to sit on the press lawn is all the people watching you get to do.
Oh, my God. It's so entertaining.
Yeah.
I went there... So I went home after my class, and then I went back to the prez lawn for a bit. And there were still so many people out there.
Yeah, it's mobbed.
Mm-hmm. It was. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing brings people out there like the first nice day.
So true. So true. Yeah, this is really the first... Well, yeah, this is the first really nice day. Because we had that warm spell.
Yeah.
Earlier in the semester, but... It was still kind of wet.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't that long-lasting?
It's a little muddy.
Yeah, this is actually nice.
And it's not like, it's here to stay now. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like a little reprieve. Mm-hmm. It's here. It's real.
Finally.
Winter is over.
Yay.
I'm so tired.
I know. all right, should we play some more? Sunny tunes.
Let's play more sunny tunes.
Let's
maybe
do
I'll
it.
Wake up in time for class. That would be ideal.
Oh man, yeah, that would probably be good.
Right. All right. Here we go.
Bye.
time I take one on the chin. You're hindering your coach, you don't know how long I've been watching the light.
Afternoon, even die, I won't buy one. call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one.
Inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the feature's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life. Freedom to have.
lugged into a hose, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what to do, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender head. And the way you like the daggers, won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? But your house on up for sale. hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you light the days. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water, and I think about all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Is how you severed from the just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off Benny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Benny. And you put the load right on. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off.
Diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Nothing, honey, if it ain't free, no, no. F-E-O. enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Hello, listeners.
We are back.
All right, so we just heard a lot of different music.
Many things.
Okay.
Going all the way back, you heard Australia from The Shins, I Always Knew by The Vaccines, Call Me in the Afternoon from Half Moon Run, and Total Entertainment Forever from Father John Misty.
Oh, great selection.
Thank you.
And then we heard Van Morrison, Into the Mystic, Amy Winehouse, Valerie, The Band singing The Wait, and then Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee.
Lots of good songs.
Yeah, I feel like we've had a great selection today, actually. This is really solid.
Yeah. Happy music, happy us.
Yeah.
Tired us.
Very tired us.
But still going strong.
But happy us, we have news.
We do have
news. We have really exciting news. Yeah. Oh my God. Would you like to share the news?
Okay, I'll share the news. Okay, so Caroline and I this morning bought tickets to go to a Father John Misty concert.
What?
Which has been a dream of ours since freshman year.
Yes.
And we're going to get to realize that dream 2 days before Caroline's birthday.
Yes.
This September.
Woohoo! Our senior year. Ew.
I can't even think about that.
Okay, I wish I hadn't said that. But this is extremely exciting for us.
I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Deanna just happened to look
fully accidental.
Like, fully accidentally, we bought the tickets 6 minutes after they went on sale. So
less
we actually
than
got
that.
Pretty good seats. Yeah.
It had to be like a minute or two after they went on sale.
I think you just went on. Where did you see it? Like on Facebook?
Like I saw that the pre-sale was happening really soon. And so I just like Googled it and then found the tickets. And I was like, wow, these are pretty good seats. I like bought them. And then we went on Facebook to look at the event. And it was like, oh, they went on sale 6 minutes ago.
Like, wow, okay.
But we're going.
We are going. It's happening. Wow. Wednesday night, September 13th.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
Somewhere in Boston. Yeah.
Like some blues thing. It has it has blues in the name.
Sounds like it's
that.
Outdoors too.
Yeah.
Outdoor concerts are really fun.
Oh my God. It's going to be so nice. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Oh my goodness.
I once saw Andrew Bird live in Central Park.
Oh yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
It was really fun.
It was in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so wow. That must have been really nice for an outdoor concert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
We're going to have a good time.
I'm so excited. This is going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, that's the big news of the day. But we have other news.
Yeah, we do. We have an important announcement.
For your listening pleasure.
Okay, here we go. All right. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animals' lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and it can be incredibly inexpensive, too.
Wow.
And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of vegetarian and vegan starter kits, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion lemon friends here at WMFO.
I do love tomato, onion, and mushrooms.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I am not vegetarian myself, but I do enjoy eating vegetarian.
Same.
Yes, I think that makes sense.
If you're thinking about having an environmental impact, eating less meat is also a good alternative.
Yes, yes.
You can cut down.
You cut it out completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
It's Meatless Monday in Carm. I just remembered.
They're a little aggressive.
They are a little aggressive. And I feel really guilty if I say, no, I'm not going to eat meatless. But I don't want to limit myself.
I know. I feel like sometimes I just need the protein, you know?
I do. Because sometimes there's just nothing else that I want to eat.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to be a liar.
It's a rock and a hard place, really.
It is. Yeah. It really is. It really is.
But you stay strong.
I will stay strong. I'm not eating meatless. Sorry if any Meatless Monday people are listening to this.
Yeah.
But
it's probably really hard to sit there and be like, do you want to eat meatless? I know the answer, but you gotta try.
Yeah, you
I'm
do
sure they get
try.
Some people.
I'm sure they
Those
do.
Those are better people than us.
Yeah. Or they're not, because they say they'll eat meatless and they lie.
In which case they're worse than us. We're honest.
Yeah, at least we're honest. Okay. Oh. I guess I should choose another song.
Yeah, one more song? Two more songs?
Yeah, let's talk for a minute more while I
while you load up the song.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot I had to pick one. Okay.
Well, I hope everyone has a great week.
Oh, should I play another Madonna song?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I hope everyone has a great week.
Listen to lots of music. Go outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see.
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say. If you're celebrating Passover, happy Passover.
Yay.
Have a good Seder.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a good Seder. Yeah.
Oh, I can't decide.
I think the worst thing about Passover is, obviously not being able to eat bread all week. But the best thing about Passover is when the week is over, there's nothing as good as a slice of pizza at the end.
Wow. Do you always have a slice of pizza after Passover?
It's the tradition, the running tradition, yeah.
Nice.
It's a good way
That's
to
a good it. Tradition.
I love pizza.
Oh, man. All right.
Should we play it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Okay. Got some Madonna for ya. Enjoy your week.
What are you looking at?